Thank you for joining us with In Business Shelby County. We are here for season 3, recording at Echo Effect Art Campus, located at 102 East Washington Street. And you guessed it, of course, in Shelbyville, Indiana. Echo Effect is your place for events, trainings, podcasting, and your version. If you know, you know. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. I am your host, Christy Brandt, and this is In Business Shelby County. I am so pleased to welcome our first guest of the season, Julia Polston Beatty. She is the people architect and community builder at Beatty Construction and C-Tech Corporation. Julia, would you mind just tell everybody just a little bit about yourself and Beatty?
Yeah, well, that was such a sweet introduction. Thank you. Julia Polston's my maiden name. Got married about a year ago, so I am a Beatty now. My professional journey is a little unique for a person in my position. Born and raised Shelby County, went to Triton Central. Then I decided to go to IUPUI, which is now IU Indy, but forever in my heart will be IUPUI. I studied communication studies with a focus in health communication and received a minor in American Sign Language.
Wow.
And now I work in highway construction. So my last semester of school, because my father works in this industry as well, he called me up one day and said, hey, the company I work for, we might have an internship for you. And I said, okay, cool, I'll check it out. So they were looking to add a marketing person to kind of handle their social media, some of their business development, but mostly their community engagement and kind of get their branding together. So I met with the president of that company. They offered me the job. So I did. It was a marketing coordinator internship my last semester of college. And then when graduation came, they offered me a full-time job. So that marketing coordinator position kind of evolved into being their communications director for all of their companies under their corporation. And I was there for about 3 years. And then that kind of morphed into getting out into the community, meeting more people. And then Trade Association approached me and said, hey, we have this brand new position where you will be focusing on talent development.
Wow.
So I said, sure, you know, I'll take it. So worked for that trade association for about 4 years and did a lot of really awesome things. Internally with that position, I led all of our leadership development efforts with our members. And then externally with the industry, I led all of the workforce development efforts. And it was great. I was able to create their leadership institute. So very similar leadership Shelby County. But with the organization and with highway construction contractors. And then on the workforce development side, we started our Work in Roads, at the time was a campaign on trying to get more young people into the industry. And I was there for, like I said, about 4 years. And then my husband, Kyle, and I always joked about coming and working for the family business. And it was more of a joke. And then a couple of years ago, he came home from work and said, hey, we have this new position. Your name got tossed around. Would you be interested in it? So I thought about it for a long time. Went and met with a couple people at Beatty and C-Tech. And then when they decided to go through the interviewing process, I had to go through the interviewing process where they interviewed other people. And I was lucky enough for them to offer me the job. So now I've been at Beatty and C-Tech for about 2.5 years.
Wow.
So as you can see, a trending thing with my career is every job that I've had has been brand new to the organization.
Yeah, that's so incredible.
No. Yeah, it's been great.
So I would say that people architect and community builder is spot on.
Yes.
You sounded surprised.
Yes.
That is exactly
no,
what
I
you
appreciate
are.
That.
So when I first met you, we were at the branding, city branding that Jenna Martin, our new public relations director, put on. And you talked about having a full circle moment with a Shelbyville High School graduate.
Yes.
Or can you tell us a little bit about that and
yeah.
how it kind of like, you know, brought you all around to?
Oh, yeah.
That was just like one of the most. So go ahead. I will stop.
Yeah. There. So my previous job, well, I'll say the name, the trade association was Indiana Constructors, Inc. So Beatty and C-Tech are members of the organization. We have been for years, and there's other contractors in the community that are also members of ICI is what they go by for short. when I started the Work in Roads campaign there, like our whole organization that started it, we had a committee because all of the contractors came and said, hey, we need more people in the industry. And I know COVID highlighted, you know, a lot of other industries where, you know, going back to work, people always said, hey, we need people. Well, our industry, we've always needed people. COVID just highlighted it because we were essential. And so we listened to our members and got together. We had this huge committee trying to figure out what our space is with that. And towards the end of my 4 years at ICI, we decided that the high school space was where we belonged and trying to promote our industry and get more people into the industry, specifically the younger generation. Because not everybody chooses college. College isn't for everybody. And mm-hmm. I love that the conversation has shifted significantly over the last few years. So really focusing on skilled trades, letting people know you can have a good life career-wise. So when I transitioned over to Beatty and CTEC, the person who took over my position, who's done a phenomenal job, which is Eric Fisher.
Nice job.
He's a past teacher who started a civil construction pathway program at Hamilton Heights High School.
And wow.
Over the last 6 years, it's just escalated and kind of boomed all over the state, where there are up to 15 other high schools in the state that are offering this civil construction pathway program.
Wow.
So with that, being at Beatty and CTEC, part of my job is workforce development and getting into the high schools and educating students about career opportunities at Beatty and CTEC, what kind of work we do to try to gain that interest of young kids with hopes when they graduate, they want to come work for us. So one of the unique types of work that Beatty does is we do have our own fabrication shop. So we build bridges. That's our bread and butter. We also do specialty work with deep foundation, earth retention. CTEC, we install guardrail, cable rail, specialty fencing. So we do have a lot of welders that work for us. So out in our fab shop, we fabricate a lot of the specialty fencing and other items that Beatty and CTEC install. So I'll go out to Blue River Career Programs, got connected with the teacher out there that's kind of over their welding program, and had the group of students for the welding class come out to our fab shop and out to our offices for a presentation, just for them to learn about what we do, give them a tour of our offices. And there was a student last year who came to our tour. His name's Reese Carlton. He was a senior at Shelbyville. And after we gave the tour, he had a lot of great questions during it. But afterwards, he talked to me before he got on the bus, talked to our mechanic shop manager, Chad Flanders, and said, hey, I'd really be interested in coming and working for you guys. I have one semester left. You know, I graduate in May, and I would like to do my internship. So the welding program at Blue River, they allow their seniors to do an internship or co-op, whatever you want to call it, their last semester. And that was a space we've always wanted to get into. We just didn't know how, specifically because we are union contractors. Mm. So that age, you know, join union, you have to be 18. So trying to find a way for a student under the age of 18 to come work for us has been a challenge. But we got lucky. Reese was going to turn 18 the end of his before second semester. So he reached out. So we talked to him at the end of the tour, and then we were emailing back and forth. And then he came out to the office, met with Chad and I again to talk about the opportunity a little more in depth. And we said, you know what? We feel you would be the perfect student to kind of test this internship out. And he killed it.
Wow.
I told him, I said, man, you're setting the bar really high. So he did his internship with us his final semester. And then he graduated in May of this year. And at the end of May, he's working for us full time.
Wow.
So it was like a real full circle moment, having a kid come intern with us, going really well, and then him wanting to stick with Beatty. So, yeah. So it was really great.
So Beatty has quite the legacy. So when I look, you know, I looked up, you know, your business and just the years of service that you've provided, and it is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
There is, there's no splitting hairs about the type of business that's done there. So when you are recruiting, or do you see that that is something that's playing in? Like, hey, you know, we're genuine. We have the culture that we've cultivated over significant years. You know, it's not just, hey, we're on Instagram. Look how look how nice we look.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely use that as an advantage with recruiting. You know, my husband's grandfather and grandmother, Leon and Marion Beatty, I mean, they started the business out of their house, and they still live in the house next door to the offices. So we're a mid-sized company in our industry. But yeah, we, whenever I go out and give, you know, students, especially when I'm recruiting for internships during the summer, I give the history of the company and say, hey, you know, Beatty started in 1965 by Marion and Leon Beatty, and they, you know, still live next door, and they've taken this small family-owned business to this now multifaceted business. So we've grown significantly over the years. But how I know we do that well was one of our interns we had this past summer. She's a student at Purdue University. And here's another full circle moment. She had Eric Fisher in high school and went through some of their civil construction pathway programs. We brought her class out on a couple of our job sites for a tour, and she, I told her before she graduated, I said, hey, I would love to have you intern with us, so when you're at Purdue in the fall, come by our booth, we'll talk about it further. She did that.
Nice.
Offered her an internship, and those two projects that she came out and visited on was her home base for the summer.
Wow.
So it was another full circle moment, but why I bring that up to answer your question, I conduct exit interviews with all of our interns before they leave just to make sure, you know, they get what they wanted for the summer, pros and cons of the internship, how we can make it better in years, you know, future years for future interns. And she told me she grew up only kid. Her parents own a plumbing business, so that's what she thought she was going to do. And civil construction program in high school kind of changed her thinking on what she wanted to do. And so she came and worked for us, and she said, you know, I wasn't really sure what to expect this summer. I learned so much, and I love that I worked. I chose Beatty Construction and worked for you guys because I wasn't just a number this summer.
Wow.
I was looked at as another employee, another person, where, you know, everybody took time. Everybody answered questions. I felt supported throughout the whole summer. And, you know, we have an open door policy at Beatty and C-Tech. And I feel if you look at our org chart, we're not big on titles. It's very linear.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, titles can be important to some people. And it is important to some. But, you know, I feel like everybody has had a conversation with Dan Beatty. Every person has had a conversation with Dana Sherwood.
Mm.
Most people have met Leon before because he still shows up in the office and on job sites.
Yeah.
So, yes, I feel like that having that small family-owned business, and also if you look at our org chart, it's not just the Beatty family. There's other families with multiple people that work for us. So you'll see several last names listed multiple times in our org chart, which is makes us unique for sure.
How you guys started is how everyone wants to be, and you continue to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest and joining me here on In Business Shelby County. You can find us online everywhere, inbusinessshelbycounty.com or in business or at In Business Shelby County on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Julia, is there any where we can find you?
Oh, yeah. I would say I don't post personally a whole lot, but definitely follow Beatty Construction and C-Tech Corporation on social. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I think we also have a TikTok. I'm not our marketing person. But yeah, we definitely post a lot of what's going on. And most of it, I would say, is a lot of our community involvement that we post on our social.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you. It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you for listening to In Business Shelby County. We have reached over 600 listeners all across the world. I know that it's because of our excellent guests. So with that, I would love to provide you with a Where Are They Now? Our season one guest, Jenna Martin, has been appointed as the Public Relations Director of the City of Shelbyville. Shelbyville, Indiana, of course. Congratulations, Jenna.